Hey, Hank, did you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means rinse-o white, rinse-o bright, rinse-o new.
Yeah, that's right, and it means that this is Sunday and we was on the air for 1950 rinse-o with Solium.
Andy Show with Jack Benny, Rochester, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Elvie Allman, Willard Waterman, Jeff Alexander and his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium, the soap that gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinse-o white, rinse-o bright,
rinse-o new.
Happy little wash day's
gone. During the past year, Andy Brown managed to accumulate $450 and had it tucked safely away in his savings account. Yesterday, the Kingfish found out about it, and today, they're in business with a capital of $450. At the moment, we find them discussing the new venture.
Well, Andy, that's a great name we got for our company there. The Super Friendly, Convenient Neighborhood Personal Loan Company, Incorporated.
Yeah. Well, that show is a pretty long name to have on the door there, ain't it?
Yeah, but the painter managed to get it all on. Only trouble is, when you open the door, the word Incorporated stays on the door jam there.
Yeah, but you know, Kingfish, I've been thinking about this loan business. I felt a lot safer when my $400 was in the bank, that $450. It was drawing pounded up interest, everything. On top of that, my savings was guaranteed by the government, too.
Yeah, well, what's so good about that, Andy? Let's analyze the thing. Who is the government? The people. And you is the people.
I is, huh?
Right. In other words, you is guaranteeing your own money, and you don't want a deadbeat like yourself responsible for $450.
No, I sure don't. You know, it's lucky I got out of that bank in time. But tell me this, just how you go about running the loan business.
Well, Andy, I done already put an ad in the afternoon newspaper, you see.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Come in, Amos,
Well, hiya there, boys. You really all set up in the loan business here, ain't you?
Yes, Amos, we're going to do big things here, already.
Oh, yeah, putting my money in the loan business is the smartest thing I ever done, Amos. Ain't no point in keeping it in a dangerous place like a bank.
What you mean, dangerous, Andy?
Well, after all, who guarantees your money when it's in the bank? The government. And who is the government? The people. And who is the people? Who is they, Kingfish?
We is the people.
Oh, yeah, I know there was somebody you couldn't trust mixed up in this.
Listen, I ain't got the time or the strength to untangle this mess, but the reason I come back here is because I was in here before you fellas was out to lunch when I was here, you see.
Oh, you was, huh?
Yeah, and the phone rung, and it was some fella named Rochester, and he was interested in getting a loan, and he coming over here at 2 o'clock to see you, buddy.
Kingfish, we got a customer.
Yeah, we can take care of him, all right. We got a working capital of $450, and we plan to loan it out in dribs and drabs. Yeah. Rochester say he want to borrow $400. What do you think, Anna?
Well, with one big drab like that, he's going to dribble us right out of business.
Well, Andy, it's 2 o'clock. That fellow ought to be here in a minute now.
Yeah, he's going to be our first customer.
Hey, the one nice thing about this loan... Say, Andy.
What?
Look out the window there.
Where?
That fellow coming across the street. I wonder if that could be that Rochester fellow.
Boy, he is really dressed up sharp, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Got on black shoes, gray Hamburg hat.
Yeah, and look at that top coat he's wearing there. That is the most beautiful shade of orange I done ever seen.
Quiet, Andy. Wait a minute. He coming in here. Yeah, he can. How you do, sir? By any chance, is you Rochester?
That's me.
Tell me this. What can we do for you, Mr. Rochester?
Is this where I come to get my wallet pumped up?
Yes, sir. This here is the Friendly Loan Company, all right.
Well, I want to borrow $400.
$400, huh? Well, I think we might be able to help you. Yeah. Tell me, Miss Rochester, is you employed at the present time?
Oh, yeah. I've been working for the same fellow as a butler for the past 12 years.
Yeah, well, if you've been working for this fellow all that time, how come you need to borrow money?
I said I've been working. I didn't say nothing about getting paid.
Uh, Well, as long as you was working steady, I guess we could swing it. Now, you see, on all loans, we got liberal terms here. We only charges you 2% interest.
Well, that sounds fine. Is that by the year or by the hour? Or by the month?
By the second, that's what it's by. Mr. Rochester, there are some other little fees in there, too. Now, there's a $2 filing charge, a $3 handling fee. Then, of course, we have to record the loan. There's a $21 recording charge.
Who's going to record it, John Charles Thomas?
Now, let's see. I'm adding up the whole thing here. We gives you the $400 now. And in 2 weeks, you pays us back the small total of $965.80. Them is our friendly terms.
Friendly? I could get better terms than that from Joe Stalin. But right now, I ain't got no choice. I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I tell you, before we let you have the money, Mr. Rochester, there's one thing more that we got to know. What you want the money for, anyhow?
Well, boys, I tell you, I want this money to make a down payment on a little rose-covered cottage in the country.
A rose-covered cottage, huh?
Yeah, someplace I can call home when my butlin' days is over and I quit working for old Father Time.
Well, that's a legitimate reason for the loan. All right, give the man the money, Andrew.
Yeah, let me open up my shirt here and get in my money belt. Now, I'll unbutton my underwear. Holy smoke, Kingfish, where is it? I've been robbed.
No, Andrew, no, there it is, Andy. Just sunk in between them rolls of blubber there you go.
Yeah, there it is, peeking out of the second layer.
Yeah. Well, I got a grip on it now. Wait a minute, here's the flap on the pocket in the belt. Let me get this safety pin off here. Then pull this scotch tape loose. Then get this rivet out of here. here we is. Here's the money.
You know, that's some belt. The fella I work for has got one just like it.
He is, huh?
Yeah, the only difference is when he unbuttons his BBDs, a bell rings.
Bell ring?
Yeah, when we put his underwear in the washing machine, it sounds like New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, here's the money, Mr. Rochester.
Oh, thanks.
And remember now, you're going to return the money to us within 2 weeks plus interest and carrying charges.
Okay, boys.
Yeah, take good care of yourself. We don't want nothing to happen to you between now and then, you know.
Yeah, we'd be in bad shape if you got killed or something.
You got nothing to worry about. The way you boys got me tied up, my corpse will be making payments 2 years after I'm buried.
Yeah, looks like this loan business is going to catch on here. Been in the thing 10 days now, done made 2 loans already. $400 to that fella Rochester and $49.25 to myself. That still leaves us 75 cents to play around with. Hello, friend of loan company.
Hello, this is Rochester.
Oh, fine. You're ready to pay back the loan, huh?
That's why I called. I ain't going to be able to pay it back. I ain't got no money.
Ain't got no money? Well, in that case, we're going to have to foreclose on your collateral.
I ain't got no collateral, neither.
Well, what about the rose-covered cottage in the country you made a down payment on?
He ran second. So long.
Happy little wash day song. For a wash that's whiter and brighter than new. Rinso washes, rinso new. Rinso white.
Whiter than new.
Rinso bright.
Brighter than new.
Rinso white. Rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Rinso new. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new. Rinso new. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
Oh, me. Rochester done lost Andy's $400 on the horse race. And I was the one that got Andy in this mess. How in the world is I going to break the news to him? Uh-oh, I hear him coming down the hall now. Well, there ain't no use to beat around the bush. I'm going to come right out and tell the boy. Come in, Brother Andy, come in.
Hello, partner, dear. Make any big other deals today with our capital surplus?
Andy, there's something I want to tell you, pal.
Yes, what's that?
Andy, has you ever heard the old expression that having money brings a fella nothing but sadness and you ain't never happy until you get rid of it?
Yeah, I was here to that.
Well, sit down, son. Have a good laugh for yourself here.
Wait a minute. Kingfish, has something done happened to that $400 of mine?
Yes, Andy, to put it as gently as possible, the money has done gone down the sewer. Rochester done lost your $400.
Well, wait a minute. How about closing in on that rose-covered cottage?
Andy, seven other horses already done that.
You mean he bet on a horse?
Yeah, Andy. And it looked like you has been parinuptial right throughout your $400 there.
Wait, Kingfish, you was responsible for this. You done talked me into going into this loan business. Now you done lost my money. Kingfish, put up your duke.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, nothing. Stand up there. I'm going to knock all your teeth out, then I'm going to work on your gums.
Now, Andy, just take it easy here.
All right, but...
Come in, Shorty.
Stand back, Shorty. Stand back. I just about to beat up the Kingfish.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. You can't beat up a fella that we has known for... a fella who's always helped us to... a fella that we learned to love and you can't... How can... When let's both take a crack at it.
Hey, look, Andy, lay off me here and let's settle this thing like gentlemen. If we just hit the right angle here, we might get back our money.
Yeah, what's this trouble all about, fellas?
Well, listen, Shorty, we done went into loan business and we lent a guy by the name of Rochester $400, mm-hmm. And now we ain't going to get it back.
Well, now listen, if this fella's working, here's the angle. Find out who he's working for, you see. Yeah. Then maybe his boss would advance you the money. And then he could take a little out of Rochester's salary every week to get paid back. A sort of salary, you see.
Yeah, if Rochester's boss is a responsible, a generous person, that might work, you know.
Yeah, but the thing you ought to do first, though, is check up on Rochester's boss's financial standing, and that'll tell you what your chances is.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Shorty.
Yeah, you know, we'd never got in all this trouble if Rochester hadn't lost the money on a horse race.
Oh, them horse races is tricky things. Oh, yeah, I know all about them, because I used to be a jockey.
Shorty, you was a jockey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll never forget my biggest race. It was at the Kentucky Derby. Oh, I was riding a wonderful horse, and just before the race, the trainer gave me my instructions.
He did, huh?
Yeah, he gave me a stopwatch, and he said, when the race begins, to start the watch. That's what he said, when the race begins, to start the watch, and let the horse break fast and go full speed for the first 20 seconds. Then for the next 35 seconds, just let him stay on the pace. Then for the last 30 seconds, use the whip and go for a diving finish. That's
yeah, well, how did the plan work out, Shorty?
I never left the starting gate. I forgot to wind my watch.
Well, Andy, the Retail Credit Association give me all the financial information on Rochester's employer.
Yeah, you sure got a lot of stuff there, all right. Now, who is the fellow Rochester's working for, and what do he do?
Well, he's on the radio, Andy, and his name is Benny.
Benny who?
No, that's his last name, Jack Benny.
Oh, yeah, I was here to him. Ain't he one that got the dummy on his knee?
No, Andy, you thinking of that other fella that's always on the radio or the television all the time, that Arthur Goofy or something like that, was it? Is it this fella Benny I think is on the radio during the daytime? I think he messed up with Aunt Jenny or something like that.
Well, let's get back to this Mr. Benny's financial report.
Yeah, now, well, I done already put in a call to Mr. Benny's bank to see if I can find out something there, you see. That's they ought to call me back in a minute. They're checking on him.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, let's check this stuff we got from the Credit Association.
Well, now, here's a statement they give me from one of the department stores. Mr. Benny done some business with Stewart's department store.
Yeah, what did that say?
Say here, January the 5th, 1945, took out one hot water bottle on trial. August the 2nd, 1948, return hot water bottle.
Mm-hmm. When he tries something, he really give it a whirl, don't he?
There's something else there after that. Say, customer claimed bottle leaked and threatened lawsuit for water damage. Well, Andy, up to now, this fella Benny ain't exactly no Robin Hood, is it?
Nah. Uh-oh, here's something here, Kingfish. A report from a party caterer. Mr. Benny give a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, he did. Let me see this. Yeah, this might give a different slant on him.
Yeah.
Let me see this thing. Oh, this was a big party, all right. Look here. 4 dozen party napkins, 50 party favors, 50 place cards, 6 bottles of ginger ale, and a half a pint of domestic sherry. What is this?
Yeah, that must have been a ball, all right.
Yeah. Sounds like the type of affair you wouldn't mind leaving early, doesn't it? Well, look, Andy, let's face the facts. Up to now, I got a sneaking suspicion that this ain't the kind of man who's going to hand over $400.
Yeah, well, what must we do, Kingfish? It looked to me like the...
Wait, that must be the bank caller now. Isn't it?
Right, go ahead.
Hello? Oh, the bank, huh? Yeah, fine. Oh, checked on Mr. Benny, huh? Good. Yeah, well, like I told you, we're trying to get $400 out of him, and we wonder what our chances was of getting it. He'll pay us when? Oh. Well, it'll be a long time before that freezes over. Yeah. Thanks anyway. Goodbye. Well, Andy, it looked like you was out of luck here, boy.
Out of luck, nothing, Kingfish. You was responsible for me losing my money, and you're going to do something about it.
Well, I tell you, Andy...
Wait a minute here. Look who's coming across the street here. It's that fluorescent Jackson, the gal that come up from Georgia last week. Say, Kingfish, is she still boarding over at your house?
Oh, yeah, she's staying up there till she find another room for herself. You know, she's crazy about you, Andy.
Yeah, I know. I'm afraid of that gal. Yeah. I think she's still trying to nuptialate me, you know.
Yeah. Come in.
Hello.
Well, hello, Florescent. How is you?
Yeah, what is you doing in this neighborhood?
Oh, I just come from the beauty parlor. I want to make myself look presentable.
Yeah, too bad they couldn't take you.
Oh, Andy, you're so cute. Isn't he, Mr. Stevens?
Yeah, he's a cutie, all right, yeah.
Oh, you poor boys look troubled. Is there something bothering my Andy?
Oh, it's nothing you could help us with, Florescent. We had a business deal go sour. We loaned some money to a fella, and... later on, we found out he betted on a horse named Rosebud that lost.
Rosebud lost? Well, that's funny.
Why? Does you know anything about it?
Well, the strangest thing happened. Naturally, I don't know the first thing about horse racing. But when I stopped by the newsstand to get my Woman's Home Companion, a copy of that other magazine, I think they call it the Racing Form, happened to blow open to the fifth at Rockingham.
Just happened to blow open the fifth, huh?
Yes. And according to the dope, Rosebud breezed 7 furlongs in 125 and then came on to cop the thing by a nose. I have a feeling that means she won.
Yeah, well, now, listen, Andy. If that horse won, that means that Rochester has got money and he is pulling the fast one on us.
You said it. We got to get some legal advice on this right away.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be running along now. Goodbye, Andy, you fat little rascal, you.
Fat little rascal. Oh. So long, Florescent.
Goodbye, bunny head.
You know, Kingfish, for a gal that don't know nothing about racing, I wonder how come she knows so much about horses.
Well, Andy, I guess it's the old saying, it takes one to know one, son.
This is Ken Carpenter, and tonight I've got something unusual to say. As our audience came into the studio, we showed them 12 beautiful Christmas cards. Now, they're colorful prints of winter scenes by famous American artists. Now, audience, I've got them here in my hand. Aren't they as fine as any Christmas cards you've ever seen? Well, that's what I think, too. But here's a surprise. You can get all 12 of these handsome Christmas cards with envelopes for just 25 cents and a Rinso box top. The address is Rinso Christmas Card Club, Box 30, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. I think you'll say these cards are at least a dollar value. What's more, you won't have to shop at crowded counters at Christmas time. Now, this is the last time I'll make this announcement, so hurry. Send 25 cents at a Rinso box top to Rinso Christmas Card Club, Box 30, New York 8, New York. Allow 3 weeks for delivery. Order these 12 beautiful Christmas cards and envelopes right away.
Well, come on, Andy. Let's get on in here and see if Calhoun, the politician, has got some way we can get that $400 back from Rochester.
Yeah, put that money on a horse and the horse won. He's really trying to pull a fast one on us. I hope Calhoun's in.
Yeah, well, how you do that? Say, Miss Calhoun, can we see you a minute?
Why, certainly. Be seated, boys. Be seated.
Yeah. Now, look here, Calhoun. We got some big business to discuss, will you? Yeah, first, you better have a cigar.
Don't mind if I do. Thanks.
Yeah, let me give you a light,
Yeah, let me puff on the thing.
You know, Calhoun, that cigar you're smoking there is 2 for 50 cents.
Is? Hmm. Well, who got the 48-cent one?
Wait a minute, kid. Look, Calhoun. Look here, we is in big trouble, you know it?
Well, tell me, boys, what is the trouble that's troubling you?
Yeah, well, now, here's the thing. We opened up a loan company and loaned $400 to a fellow named Rochester. Now, he bet the money on a horse. Now, the horse won, but now he won't pay us back the loan.
Well, now, if that's the case, legally, you was in the right. The thing for you to do is go down to the courthouse and see, the judge.
Yeah, I thought for a minute there you was going to come up dry.
Calhoun got a good idea, then.
Yep, there's lots of ways you can collect from a fellow who's trying to pull a fast one on you. The judge can serve him with an order to pay, issue a writ of indenture, take a lien on his home, stop payment on his bank account, attach his personal property, or file a charge of intent to defraud.
Say, Calhoun, you really know all the legal angles on collecting money. How you know all that stuff?
Boys, I've been sued every way you can think of.
Yeah, well, the clerk say that the judge will see us in a minute, Anna.
Yeah, Kingfish. Well, I hope we can get our money back some way.
Yeah, well, Anna, all we got to do is tell the judge the truth. We ain't got to make up no cock and bull story. But once in our life, we is in the right, sir.
Yeah, it's a funny feeling, ain't it?
Kind of sends chills up your spine.
So do.
Hey, come on, Anna, we is next, sir. Excuse us, how you do, your judgeship?
How do you do? I don't believe I know you, man.
Yeah, so, well, my name is George Kingfish Stevens, and this is my partner, Andy Brown, yeah?
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, you see, Mr. Judge, we is in the loan business, and we lent a fellow $400, and he refuses to pay us back.
I see. And you gentlemen wish to swear out a complaint against him.
Swear out? Well, without putting no cuss words in the thing, just make it strong as you can, yeah.
Yes. Well, let me get the facts here.
Oh, yeah, sir. Well, we'll tell you everything. We run a legitimate loan company here. We ain't got nothing to hide.
Well, that's fine. I presume your license is all in order?
Oh, yeah, sir. We got, I say license,
Yes, you have to have a license to operate a loan company.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, we got a license already. Just had it renewed. 1949 license, ain't it, Miss Brown?
Oh, sure. Got the license plates on the front of the back of the building.
Well, if you have a license, I'd like to see it.
Like to see it, huh? Yeah, well, I tell you, mister, we've been doing such a big loan business in the past month. I was afraid we done overdone ourselves and loaned out the license, too. That's what we're talking about.
Well, let's forget about the license for the time being. Now, about this loan.
Well, there's an open and shut thing here. We lent this Rochester $400 2 weeks ago, and now he refuses to pay us back the $965.80 that he owes us. That's the thing.
$965? Are you by any chance guilty of usury?
Oh, no, sir. We just charge him the regular 30% interest.
30%? Do you realize the legal rate of interest in this state is 10%?
Yeah, well, we only use the legal rate, but we use it 3 times, you see.
Oh, yes, we ain't done nothing wrong. All we done was to over-legalize the thing. Yeah.
Well, this is a fine state of affairs. No license to operate a loan company. Excessive interest rates. There happen to be severe penalties for this sort of thing. Just who is in charge of this company?
Well, I is the office boy. I...
And you?
I is under him.
Yeah, we is just two innocent office boys. We don't know nothing about nothing.
Well, there's no doubt about it. There's some lone sharks involved in this thing somewhere.
Well, there ain't nothing shocking about us. We just a couple of sardines. We'll see you again, Judge. Oh, boy, I'm sure glad to get out of there.
Yeah, how you like that, Kingfish? For the first time in our life, we tell somebody the truth and the man jumps all over us.
Well, when you start messing with that truth stuff, we're playing with fire all right, anyway.
Well, Kingfish, we still ain't got my $400 back. Now, what must we do?
Well, there's only one thing left to do, Anna. We got to call Rochester on the phone, tell him man to man that we done found out about his horse running first, and see if we can't talk him into coming over here and paying us back our money.
Yeah, that's right. That's our only chance. You know, Kingfish, we ought to have a rule around here.
What's that?
The next time we gyps a customer, we got to make sure that he ain't smarter than we are. Yeah. You say you finally got Rochester on the phone about an hour ago, huh, Kingfish?
Yes, and then he says, as far as he knows, the horse ran second. All this business about the horse winning was as much news to him as it was to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told him to get his bookie that took the bet and come over here so we could straighten this thing out.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, all right. The bookie telling him the horse runs second and he actually won the thing.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I think I hear Rochester coming down the hall now.
Yeah, hope he got his bookie with him. Then we can find out why the fellow refuses to pay off.
Yeah. Oh, come in here, Rochester.
Fellas, I'd like you to meet the bookie that took my bet.
Yeah, you like it? Well, glad to know you, though.
Yeah.
Hello, boys.
Why, it's Mr. Benny. Look at that, will you?
Mr. Benny, you mean to say that you takes bets?
Well, a man needs some hobby.
look, Mr. Benny, you took Rochester's bet here, and you told him that Rosebud lost. But in the racing form, it say plain as day that it was a photo finish, and the camera showed that she won by a nose. Now, what about that?
Well, the camera can be wrong, too. See, I made the horn blows at midnight.
Oh! If you go into a store and ask for a soap that the most women use, what'll you get?
Amos, on this program, that is a foolish question.
Well, the answer, of course, is Rinso. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets clothes whiter, colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. Rinso makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier, too. Pots and pans really shine. Get the economical giant size 1950 Rinso with a red Solium label.
We'd like to thank Rochester and Jack Benny of the Aunt Jenny program for being on our show.
See you next Sunday.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner, gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. Stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.